This is Dr. Tim Turlop from Turlop Chiropractic, inviting you to join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality. Each week, we'll be addressing topics that are ultimately important to your health and to mine. Topics about prevention of disease, expressing greater well-being, more mobility, and vitality overall. Join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality.
There you go. You heard it straight from the doctor's mouth. Every Wednesday morning, your 30 Minutes to Vitality, 11:30 to 12 o'clock noon after that, followed by Rush Limbaugh. Keep it right here on 99.9 WXJB for all the latest, the greatest, the informational, the educational. I'm JW. Glad you joined us. Dr. Tim Turlop in the studios, excuse me, with us, clearing our throats. Both of us having coffee together this morning. We're here to take your calls. Or, of course, doctor is standing by to answer your questions. Maybe you got a comment, a concern, whatever it has to do with your back, your health. Dr. Tim Turlop, local chiropractor with Turlop Chiropractic in Spring Hill on North Cliff Boulevard, just a little east of US 19. A phone number here to the studio is 352-796-7272. Keep this other number handy. It's our newest one. And if you can't get through that 7272 number, call 587-9952. That's 352-587-9952 or 352-796-7272. And without further ado, your 30 Minutes of Vitality begins now. Dr. Turlop, welcome.
Good morning, everybody.
And when you, of course, came in the studio this morning, you said there's an elephant in the room. I grabbed it. I've got it by the ears, and here it is.
Wow.
Men's night out.
Those are some big ears.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, tomorrow night we're having one of our American Cancer Society fundraisers.
Yep.
Which is actually in its men's night. We had the ladies' night about 6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow night from 6 to 9 at the office at 8466 Northcliff, we're having men's night. So ladies, not to be discriminatory in any way, mm-hmm. we already had a night for you exclusively, and this is actually men's night. So it's a night that we're trying to raise money for the American Cancer Society, as we do at our office every single day.
Every year. Yep. Every day.
And this is just one of our bigger events that we do for the ACS. And it's an event that actually has everything that guys like.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about stuff that men seem to enjoy.
Yeah.
Right? So we'll have all kinds of good stuff there and fun stuff to do. And we've got classic cars. We've got high-end cars. We've got motorcycles. We've got boats. We've got a full array of guns, American guns.
And that's all from your personal collection. Then what are they going to have?
Right. So, I mean, it's a lot of stuff. There's actually a sporting contest.
Yeah.
We've got some stuff that'll actually be a really great time. We've got our own local, you know, Coney Island hot dogs will be there.
Some
hot dogs, and Hooters is there doing wings. Wild Buck Whiskey will be there with, and Beer Frog will be there with three craft beers.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually say that you can come and enjoy, you know, all the beer you'd like while you walk around and take a look at all the local vendors who are here from our community as well.
Yep.
So it's just kind of, it's a little bit of everything that we guys like. I mean, mm-hmm. there's cigars available, and we'll have music and just a lot of different things. It's become kind of, this is our fifth annual men's night. And it's kind of fun because actually the year starts, and I probably have been asked 100 times this year so far, when's men's night?
I know.
When's men's night?
Yep.
We want to come to When's Men's Night. It's a great time. So we had Ladies' Night. It was a really great success. Uh-huh. We raised going on $7,000 in that three-hour period of time for the American Cancer Society.
Yep.
And we're hoping that tomorrow night, guys, that we can actually rally and actually, you know, just show the ladies a little what for.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, ladies, but I think the guys really show up.
So en masse, right? And you know, we've got several grand prizes. You know, one of the nice things is Steve Champion, one of our local commissioners and with American Gun and Pawn, has been mm-hmm. kind enough actually to provide an AR-15 that we have chances to win that with, which is pretty terrific. We've got a professional grade drone. That was one of our grand prizes, a 75-inch 4K smart TV. Is one of the prizes, and so many more. The amount of sports memorabilia that we've got
is
over the top amazing. We even had a local favorite here, Brandon Arroyo, was kind enough to donate a couple of things, including one of his all-star he wore at the all-star game.
I've actually
signed,
touched it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Signed by Brandon.
Yep.
I mean, talk about cool. It's right now, it's sitting with a prominent position of reverence. I walk through the office, I genuflect in front of the jersey.
and that's local favorite, Bronson Arroyo.
Yeah, boy, it's just, he's amazing. How generous can this be
my gosh.
To raise funds, you know, for the ACS.
Yeah.
So, and it's hockey pucks, it's footballs, it's Pete Rose baseballs, it goes on and on and on.
We've got a pair of tickets to the Rays game. Don't forget to leave without those. Jimmy was supposed to pick them up, but
we've got Rays tickets, all kinds of tickets that'll be auctioned off, raffled off. There's so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
It
so, you know, all the hot dogs you can stuff in your face, all the Hooters wings that you can possibly do. And just a little bit of come have a cigar, have a couple of beers, have a shot of whiskey.
And not to mention, you get to meet the staff, and there's a complimentary spinal screening as well
if
while you're there.
Wants to do that as well. Yeah, but there's no obligation at this event to do anything.
I know. You just show up, you can eat and drink, and hey, have a good time.
And have a good time. Yeah. You know, come down with a pal and just hang out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really kind as well is the guys tend to be very generous.
Yes.
More guys pull out their checkbooks and stroke a check just as a donation, regardless of all the cool stuff.
Yep.
It's really amazing how generous people are. It's fantastic.
I'm reaching into my pockets.
It's a beautiful thing. So that's happening tomorrow night at the office, 8466 Northcliff, men's night, one of our larger ACS fundraising events. So look forward to seeing everybody there.
Okay.
So and speaking of cancer,
mm-hmm.
so that's what the ACS is. Forgive me, I should have said that, the American Cancer Society. So that might not be a given for everybody to know that silly acronym.
That's true. Right. That's true.
Right. So people say, well, what's the ACS? What are they raising funds for?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're raising it for, because unfortunately, cancer rears its ugly head and affects many of us and many of our families. So that's actually one of the things we're going to talk about today.
Oh, wonderful.
So it actually is we're going to specifically touch on breast cancer.
Okay.
Which, my goodness gracious, who doesn't know October and all the pink ribbons and the pink NFL jerseys
and
shoes and the bats and the baseball, everybody, right? Is wearing pink in October, right? There's all about the breast cancer awareness thing, and that's really cool and really, really helpful. I love Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I think it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer Breast Cancer Solution Month.
There you go.
Would actually be even a better thing. And it's one of the things we might just touch on, because we talk a lot about vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
And touch on, you know, the really cool aspects in vitamin D. In our office, we use vitamin D. And we'll test for vitamin D levels for people who have whole body pain, fibromyalgia, neurologic disorders, because vitamin D levels, when they're optimized, will actually decrease the level that a nerve ending that creates pain that they fire at. When we're low, our nerve endings fire more easily, and we feel pain more readily when our vitamin D levels are low.
Okay.
It increases the ability of the muscles to move, so it decreases the risk of falling in our older population.
Mm-hmm.
It helps with bone health. It helps with cognitive health. So we use it on the physical level for lots of different things for people, which is really, really helpful. But one of the things that it also does, and there's a pretty strong body of research showing that there are a bunch of forms of cancer that can be facilitated and prevented with just normal vitamin D levels in our bodies.
Okay.
Right? And one of the current studies that just got released last month in a journal is called PLOS One, PLOS-1. It's one of the larger studies of its kind.
Mm-hmm.
And they put together three different studies of different kinds. There's two of one kind and one of another, who cares?
Mm.
Right. But these studies, and there's about 5,000 women, and their average age was about 60 years old. So they take all this data from these three different studies and they put it all together.
Okay.
And they look at it in lots of different ways, and it's amazing how complex and involved an analysis like this is. It's pretty heady stuff. And they get and they look at all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what they ultimately found when they were looking at the vitamin D levels in these ladies, so they were looking at just in general. So they had the ladies who all volunteered, these 5,000 ladies, and they look at their vitamin D levels, and then they watched them on average for 4 years.
Okay.
Is what transpired.
Uh-huh.
And none of the ladies at the start of the study had breast cancer.
Okay.
Right. And over the course of the 4 year period of time, 77 of those 5,000 ladies developed breast cancer, which comes out at about 512 people per 100,000.
Okay.
Right. Would develop breast cancer. So if we had, I mean, it's kind of scary when you think about it in a sense, because here in Hernando County, say we have a population of roughly 200,000, right? That would mean there'd be 1,024 women this year. In Hernando, if there were 100,000 women, 200,000 women, right, that would actually end up with 200,000 women, you'd have more than 1,000 women get breast cancer.
Right.
That's a lot.
That is.
Right? And it's just not a good thing.
No.
And which is one of the reasons why they were looking at this. And I could get into the study authors and all that. It was a couple of different universities were involved, and it doesn't matter really. Good study, and actually heralded as a good study.
Uh-huh.
So they were looking at this, and they had these 5,000 ladies, and they took their baseline vitamin D levels, and they measured them, and they looked at different things during the course of this 4 years to see what was transpiring. So the 77 women got breast cancer, and then they're measuring and looking at all the other ladies and their vitamin D levels during the course of this 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what they found out, and which is kind of dramatic, and it's for, unless you read this kind of stuff, you could say, hey, guess what? If I hold this microphone in my hand, I'm less likely to have shoulder injury. Well, okay, great. But how much does the microphone weigh and how high do I have to hold it? And how long am I supposed to hold it? And so there's lots of questions. You can say a general statement, but there's lots of variables that go around it. Well, this study, there's a fancy thing called a dose-dependent response.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's kind of weird. What is a dose-dependent response?
Yeah.
So what it means is that when we're looking at the blood levels, and it's called the serologic levels, that are circulating vitamin D.
Okay.
And we look at how much is in our blood. What we found is that the ladies who were below 20 nanograms, let's just use numbers, it doesn't matter, the nanograms per deciliter.
Right.
Who cares?
Right.
Right. That were below 20, right, had a significantly increased risk of developing breast cancer. Okay. Not just a little, but a lot, as you'll hear in just a moment. And when we watched it, we went from 20 to 25 and 25 to 30. So the more vitamin D we actually got in the blood, we actually saw breast cancer incidence and risk decrease and decrease and decrease.
Over this four-year period?
Over the four-year
period.
And as we got to the level of 60 nanograms per deciliter,
right,
we actually, so we watched from 20 to 60. By the time you got to 60, it was where it hit the, dare I use the word, the expression, hit the wall.
Right.
Right.
Sure. Ceiling, wall,
the
whatever.
The improvement actually stopped at that level. Right. So when we got to 60 nanograms per deciliter in the blood, we saw the greatest and most significant reduction in risk. And that risk ended up to be 82% reduced risk of breast cancer. Right. 82%.
Yep.
Is that a lot?
Well, right? Yeah.
That's not just a lot. It's
phenomenal.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's
unheard
magnificent,
yeah.
Right? That means you could only have 18. I mean, could you imagine eliminating the risk for breast cancer for 82% of the female population?
8 out of every 10.
How cool is
this?
Right?
Awesome.
Right? And so that's what they saw. Now, when we look at it, it's kind of an interesting thing because you'd expect, and for a lot of people maybe wouldn't realize this, that with breast cancer, you'll tend to expect an age-related thing. So the older we become, and again, because of things that cause breast cancer, right, it's several things that can cause breast cancer, right? But as we get older, then we tend to see incidence of breast cancer go up.
That's what I was wondering when you first talked about the study and how they started with ladies 65 and older.
Actually, the mean age was 63.
Right, the mean, yeah. Right. So that's why I was wondering when you were talking about that and going into 4 years and about that percentage that ended up with breast cancer after that age.
Right, and this is what we saw in the higher levels for the women who had it over this period of time. They tended not to get it.
Wow. As I was trying to follow, you know, I follow you all the time when you're trying to educate, you're trying to teach, and you're very easy to follow. And I hope everyone today is learning something. I know I always do every time you say something.
Right, that's why we're here.
Yeah, exactly. So that's just, I mean, this is the PLOS One study.
Yep.
And it involved how many women now?
5,000.
5,000 women.
Yep. Yeah. And they looked at these, there's three different studies that they put together all the data and did all the stuff.
And all of them got the vitamin D.
Yep. And they measured their vitamin D levels.
From
and the ladies who actually came in, who actually had the highest levels of vitamin D, had the most dramatic, and that dose-dependent response is what's significant.
Yes.
Because the higher the level, the greater, it just kept decrease. The higher it went, the better it did. Now, some people will tell people, oh my goodness, if you OD on vitamin D, it's going to cause other health problems. Well, specifically with breast cancer, it didn't matter how high they took it. There was no increased risk of breast cancer, regardless of how high the levels were measured in the blood. All it did is get to that level, and it was at 60 or higher. They actually saw this dramatic 82% reduction in the risk for breast cancer.
60 or higher.
And what was interesting is that the age-related factor was not significant.
Right.
In this situation relative to the vitamin D levels.
That's what brought me back to that age.
Which is really interesting.
I know.
Right? And then they also looked at, typically you'll see when people have sufficient calcium levels, we'll tend to also see a decrease in breast cancer.
Really?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
And when that, again, it was not a factor. They actually specifically were looking at it. Even when you took into things like cigarette smoking, body mass index, specifically if they're higher, meaning we're more rotund, a little bit overweight, et cetera,
Right, right? The pear shape.
Those risks. Again, it did the confounding factors did not change the result.
Wow.
Right? Pretty dramatic stuff. Now we've had other things. This actually kind of confirms in the strongest way that to date, mm-hmm. other studies that have been done that have shown similar results, 83%, 78%, 72%, but had holes in them. And people who might be incredulous could poke holes and, oh, the research wasn't valid because of this. Or this was actually a poor study because of this.
Right.
Or blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. But this one is actually the strongest to date that is actually identifying this.
Sure.
And showing this to be true. Uh-huh. Right. So, and what's really, really great with this, because we mentioned age. Now, why is age, again, one of the factors? Because we know that the earlier that a lady starts her period when she's an adolescent, mm-hmm. so the younger she starts, mm-hmm. it's a significant increased risk of breast cancer because the sex hormones, estrogen, et cetera, are actually then exposed to that tissue that's sensitive to it for a much longer period of time.
Okay.
And then the later someone actually goes through menopause is also. So, well, you're really the magic whammy you don't want is early onset mm-hmm. and late menopause. Because then you're really extending out the duration that you're actually exposed to sex hormones. Uh-huh. And so women, that's where the age becomes, the longer, if we tend to actually see it in older ladies.
But how can you regulate that?
You don't.
Yeah, I was going to say. Environment, you know, nutrition.
Environment and nutrition. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right.
Right, because again, that's a whole nother discussion.
Right.
When we look at that, because we know that in the last 100 years, the average age of onset of a girl having her first mm-hmm. period went from 17 years old in 1910 down to 12 years old when the last numbers I looked at were in 2015.
Yeah.
So it's reduced from 17 to 12, right? That's a long time, right?
Yep.
That's diminished in just 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting stuff.
It is.
And it's being that, you're right, lifestyle, environment, and predominantly nutrition.
Yeah, because how can you explain it? I mean.
Absolutely right. Now we see the other risk factors that we know with breast cancer, because breast cancer is multifactorial, mm-hmm. right? So we know, other studies have shown us specifically that if we are actually overweight, mm-hmm. a lady is, she'll end up tending to get breast cancer more readily than a lady who's of a good body habitus, a good weight. Right. Women who exercise regularly tend to get less breast cancer. Women who actually eat far less animal protein. No, nobody wants to hear that one.
Right.
Right. We all, because we just don't want to hear it. But women who actually tend to eat more plants and less, like, should I call it flesh of all kinds?
Oh, sure.
Whether it's chicken, pork, beef,
meat, whatever. Yeah.
We know the studies show us. I'm the reporter. Nobody shoot me. Right. I'm just reporting the evidence. Right.
Yep.
So it that kind of thing does it. Cigarette smoking that will end up with higher rates of breast cancer.
And this is all regardless of vitamin D.
Correct.
Not even involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And vitamin D, when we have all these things, actually mm-hmm. helps to facilitate and reduce that according to this particular study.
Mm.
I mean, it's just an amazing thing. So when we work with our patients, obviously I'm not prescribing and putting people with vitamin D levels and making sure. We're doing it for neuromusculoskeletal problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to say that these side effects are only good.
Benefits, yeah.
So, right, they're side benefits. Right. They ain't side effects because those are typically negative, right?
That's right.
So these are the things that happen when you actually get your vitamin D levels to the right level serologically. It just is a win.
Mm-hmm.
There's no downside here, right? So they say, well, does it cross with this? Does it have interactions with?
Right.
No.
No.
No. It's one of the safest things you can possibly incorporate to make sure you're doing well.
Mm.
So it's exceedingly exciting to see that happen for people and to have this validated again.
Mm-hmm.
So really, and how much does it cost?
Well, I was going to ask, is there, you know, there's different strengths, of course, and there's different manufacturers and there's different brands. You know, what do you look for in something like that? Vitamin? You just go to the store and say, well, they got to buy one, get one free. I mean, is that?
No.
Nah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Best way to put that is there are some very, without getting into specific names, some manufacturers who, when it says you've got 2,000 IUs, which is how vitamin D is measured in international units, who cares, right? But you have 2,000 IUs.
Uh-huh.
You know that manufacturer has put 2,000 IUs of cholecalciferol in that tablet.
Okay.
Others, and it's actually a good number of them, if it says two, you might be getting three, you might be getting one, you might be getting 1,500. You don't know what you're going to get.
Mm.
The quality of the cholecalciferol, the vitamin D itself, it's D3, is usually good. But you don't necessarily know the quantity even regardless of what the bottle says. So we know what it is because, again, remember we said dose-dependent response?
Yeah.
So we can't just say, I take some.
Right.
that if I could get one message across when it comes to vitamin D, it doesn't matter that you're, so, you know, because some people go, oh, cool, I'm taking vitamin D.
Right.
Yay, good. Okay. All right. Well, cool. But it, is it enough for you?
Yep.
We don't know unless you measure it in the blood.
There you go.
You cannot know.
Yeah.
Right. So to say I take some.
Right.
Well, good. That'd be like saying, hey, I exercise. And I exercised for 2 minutes this morning. I went up the stairs and down the stairs to get my tie and to come back down again. Yeah, I exercise.
There you go.
I exercise right. every day.
That's right.
Well, that was exercise.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, you know, being on my lips for 30 minutes. Mm. Right? So it's not the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So please know you have to get your blood levels yes. tested. Because as we saw this dose-dependent thing, when it got to 25, you had a reduced risk of breast cancer. When you got to 40, it was even more. When you got to 55, it's even more. When you get over 60, it's even higher. So how do you know where you are?
Yeah, right, exactly.
You so you might be tested. Taking some, but you're only at 32, which is still not nearly where you need to be even to be normal for all, everything else in general for us. So we have to make sure that we're doing that. So, you know, ask your family doctor to get it done. We have a simple finger stick that actually there's a fancy blood test that the major labs use. Pretty expensive. We have just a simple finger stick test where we take, you know, like 10 blots of blood, drops of blood, send it off to the lab. It's equally as accurate as this fancy one, and it's at a third the price.
Wow.
So it's a very simple, painless, easy way to get that done.
And you can do that at Turtle Chiropractic.
Sure,
and
course.
Will insurance cover that?
That typically not.
Okay.
Typically not.
Right.
They will many times if it's part of a blood panel that's done with your regular bloods.
Right.
But then there are sometimes that some physicians who maybe don't do this.
Right, exactly.
Will not, well, you don't need to get that done.
Yeah.
I don't have a real good reason to get that done, so we're not going to do it.
Oh, boy.
Right, I just
sounds
had somebody
like
yesterday.
Sounds like me, it's important.
It's exceedingly important.
Yeah.
I just had two patients yesterday who said, oh, my family doctor just didn't want to, and I won't get into it.
Yeah.
And both of them actually needed it dramatically.
Well, it's worth every penny then.
So, yeah, not, it wasn't to deprecate because I mentioned this doctor by name, but it's not something that she does.
Yeah.
Right? It wasn't something that she looks at and gets into too much, and that's fine. So we just needed to make sure that we got that done. And so for just a very little, we can make sure we're on top of that. You get it done.
Yep.
Or ask your family doctor, please include it in your next profiles and on every one.
Yeah.
Because of my established patients, I like to check them yearly.
Okay.
Once we get them up to where they need to be, because it might take two, sometimes three blood tests over the course of 3 to 5 months to get it up to where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's one of the most significant things we can do to help you maintain your health. Is once a year checking your vitamin D levels
and that's
to
it.
Make sure they stay where they need to.
It's we all can
cheap.
Do that once
it's
a year.
Amazing,
yeah.
And it's unbelievably effective.
Okay,
right?
Wonderful. Yeah,
yeah.
You better believe it. It sounds important to me.
It's my kids now. We have this finger stick, and so when I come home actually, and I do theirs once a year now because they're all optimized. Right, and I walk in, I have the test kits, and they all go, oh, Dad, really, again? You know, because I've been doing it for so long,
sure.
They know the look of the test kits. I bring them in, they go, again? I go, it was a year ago,
yeah.
For some reason to them, it seemed like it was last week.
Now, why don't, after the first one, after you have it checked the first time, why don't you just, not overdose, but just multiply the dose? Does, you know what I'm saying, to increase that dose.
To make sure that you're absolutely where you need to be.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and again, because there's the sweet spot.
Because the, oh, okay. All right. Because
there's
I was going to say the
spot.
Second time, because you can't overdose on it.
Well, you can.
Yeah, but not, I mean, you're not going to.
It's exceedingly difficult, but you want to make sure we get, we know that my sweet spot for our patients, I try to get them between 45 and 60.
Okay. All right. So there's a sweet spot.
Is the sweet spot.
Cool. Very good.
Right. I don't want you necessarily at 90.
Yeah.
Right. Because then we're on the higher threshold of normal.
Okay.
Right. And I like to hit the sweet spot.
All right.
We don't want to take, even though there's no demonstrated risks, we can't be sure. So 90 is an unusual thing to occur naturally. Even if I get a lifeguard on Daytona Beach
Who's
out for 10 hours a day. His vitamin D levels might only be 72.
Yeah.
And that's in sun exposure all day long.
Right.
And so you can't naturally get to 90. So I want to go against what Mother Nature does.
Right.
I think not.
Okay.
Right. So we want to help her do her thing and get her to the sweet spot she gets us at.
Very good. And let's avoid breast cancer. And I'm sure you've got a study to deal with men as well as testicular cancer, maybe, and vitamin
prostate
D.
Cancer,
yeah, prostate cancer,
all
whatever.
Kinds of stuff. You bet.
And men can get breast cancer as well. So.
Yep. Very, not as frequently,
right.
But I can do it.
Right.
You bet.
So vitamin D sounds important, and you can get vitamin D and your blood tested for vitamin D at Turlip Chiropractic. Dr. Tim Turlip, in his studio with us once again, as he is every Wednesday, 11:30 to 12, followed by Rush Limbaugh on 99.9 WXJB. Doc, for the last 10 seconds here, tell us how they can contact you.
Our office phone, 666-2222, and we're at 8466 North Cliff Boulevard.
That does it for your 30 Minutes of Vitality. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.